Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But RJ says the decision to re-sign Dak Prescott, it's already done, so you better deal with it.
You better deal. You got to come to grips with it, whether you like it or not. And I think there's a couple things, that, and we talked about some of this stuff yesterday, but you know, there's the amount of people that came up yesterday with 2 points. One, he's not a top 10 quarterback. You can't pay him like one. Two, you know, there's still the he never should have been the quarterback to begin with. That was just coming up back with their this notion that it's a two-year-old discussion.
All right, well, let's address that one real quick. All right, number one, Tony Romo was going to be out for 6 weeks regardless. If Dak's there or not, Tony Romo's missing six games. All right, so it's not Dak's fault that he was thrust into that position unbeknownst to him that he was going to find himself there when he was drafted in the third round. So if anybody's out there upset at Dak Prescott because all he did was do his freaking job, like, can it? Okay? Seriously, put that to rest. Put it to bed. Dak's not the reason. He didn't go to the coaches and say, hey, you know who sucks? Your quarterback, Tony Romo. I should be the starter. No, the coaches made that decision, and they didn't ask him 1 minute about what his thoughts were about being the quarterback, taking over for Tony Romo, any of that stuff. So let us, for now and forever, end this Dak is responsible for Tony's demise. Tony's responsible for his own demise, and the coaching staff is responsible for Tony's demise. Dak has hardly anything at all to do with it.
It drives a wedge in the fan base, and that's problematic. You don't want a wedge in the fan base.
Yeah, we don't
want
to wedge each other.
No, we don't. Good reference, though. Is Dak of a good a passer as Tony? No. Stop comparing him to that, though, because that's not what he is. You're comparing two different players. It's like, you might as well be comparing a defensive end to middle linebacker. I mean, they're just different guys.
I mean, there's
Dak's
probably
efficient. He is he's an efficient quarterback. He's above average. He's not elite. Tony was a better passer. Dak is better with his feet, much better with his feet. He's healthy. He's younger. Appreciate him for what he is, not for what he isn't. Like, if you worry about what he isn't, you're going to drive yourself crazy. He's not a top 10 quarterback. He's going to get paid like one. He's my favorite quarterback in the league. You got to just come to grips with the fact he's going to get paid like one. Matt Stafford wasn't the best quarterback in the league when he got paid the most. Matt Ryan currently isn't the best quarterback in the NFL.
Derek Carr, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jimmy Garoppolo currently isn't the third best player in the quarterback in the NFL. Number two is the second highest paid. Oh, Kirk Cousins. He's not currently the second best quarterback this year. But that's what their average salary is. It's not the next guy gets the most. That's just kind of how it works. So he's going to get paid. He's going to get paid top 10 money. And by the end of that contract, he'll be paid like a bottom third NFL quarterback. That, right? I mean, Andy Dalton got paid $16 million a year on average. He was a highly paid quarterback. And now he's not even a top 20 paid quarterback.
That's a good point. It's a very good point. The Tony Romo situation was the exact same thing. We all thought they were overpaying Tony. If you want to compare Tony and Dak, that's where you start. We all thought they were overpaying Tony at the time, and it turns out several years later, it felt like a bargain, at least if he would have been healthy.
Yeah, so look, again, just he's going to get paid. We come to grips with it.
Now, you're convinced. See, I think this is where the fan base, and I differ with you a little bit, in that the Cowboys have already made that decision. I think they're leaning towards that. I think they're like 75%, 80%. On that lean. But to me, if you're definitely saying he gets an extension, he gets re-signed, then that's with basically the caveat that no matter what happens in 2018, he gets re-signed. And I'm saying that even though it's a very unlikely scenario,
right,
if Dak Prescott goes out and has a season of, say, 20 touchdowns and 18 interceptions, or 25 touchdowns and 21 interceptions.
That's a problem.
Something to that effect. So that's why I'm saying that, yes, it's trending in that direction. Yes, I think the Cowboys will ultimately pay Dak Prescott, but it's not entirely a done deal because a lot of Cowboys fans, as they're pointing out on the Autoflex Leasing fan text, they do want to take year three and add that into the equation.
Oh, you should. You have to. I think, you know, that's going to happen. You know, I just don't want to lose sight of what year one was. Like, I think we value year two as higher than year one in terms of the evaluation, the analysis. And I just look at it like they're equal. You got to do if one's 50%, the other one's 50%. You know, I just think that we have this recency, like the latest year is the most valuable. Okay, kind of, maybe not. You know, because there was extenuating circumstances in year one, like luck. He was only through four picks. That's not going to happen. There's extenuating circumstances in year two.
Big time.
Right? So I think I think you weigh both years equally. And then this year is a third of the equation. One third, one third, one third. That's kind of, and if it's got two good seasons and one average, then you give him the money.
And I have to say, if you look at the pieces around him, it looks a lot closer to the benefits, the same types of benefits he had 2 years ago. It looks a lot closer to this team than last year's team did. Now, obviously, I mean, we didn't know when Zeke was going to be suspended, but you've got Zeke healthy for a full year. You think Tyron's back. You think you fixed your problems on offensive line, which we had significant problems last year in 2017 on the offensive line. So, you know, there's a case to be made there. Mm-hmm. Again, a lot of fans wanting to take year three and making that the final decision. I think the Cowboys would be best served to take a wait-and-see approach. I think Cowboys fans would be frustrated if they saw the Cowboys go ahead and re-sign Dak before the season started. But if they did, I could understand the mindset behind it. I would just say this. The Baltimore Ravens won a Super Bowl on one of the best playoff runs we've seen from a quarterback. Joe Flacco got paid exorbitantly because of it. And every year after that, once their defense crumbled, they never even got back to a second playoff game. All right? They played in several divisional or wild card games, but they never even made it back to the divisional round of the playoffs with Joe Flacco at quarterback. That is where I think some Cowboys fans have apprehension with signing Dak Prescott to $25 million or $28 million, because if you do that, then you know you don't have money to spend elsewhere. And if he's not capable of propelling your team to wins at times when either the run game shuts down or the defense is having an off day, then you could be in for a long day. And so I think, are you doing?
No.
Okay, gotcha. So that's our take on Dak Prescott. Again, you can listen to, you can check out RJ's blog at 1053thefan.com. Highly encourage you to take a look at that. Get used to it. The Cowboys are paying Dak Prescott. I don't think it's a done deal yet, but they certainly appear to be leaning that way. Now let's get to the item that was brought to a lot of our attention on social media yesterday. Sharp Football is his Twitter handle. Warren Sharp is a guy who does analytic work around the NFL, does really, really great pieces, and dives deep into the numbers with a lot of players around the league, a lot of schemes and things of that nature. But one of the things that he posted was a video clip from All or Nothing. And if you guys aren't familiar, All or Nothing on Amazon, sure, a lot of episodes, 8 episodes or so. He got into the episode in which the Cowboys were taking on the New York Giants.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this was week 12, week 13. Anyway, it was the 10th of December. So it was late in the season into December, in which a play is called that Sean Lee appears to have no answer for. Okay. After the play is called, Sean Lee goes to the sideline. Hey, whose play is that, coach? Who has the 7 on that one? The 7 is a corner route that was being run by the tight end, Ingram. And his coach, Joe Baker, at the time, said on that one, it's the final 3 player because the 2 never came under. Now, what he's saying there is the final three player being the cornerback on the far side of the field and the number two wide receiver. There were two wide receivers next to Ingram. Mm-hmm. There was one on the outside, and there was one on the inside. And Sean was referring to the one on the inside. As he broke toward Sean Lee, Sean points out, I don't understand how we can defend this play. No way, no way. As soon as two stops, I have to stop. There's no way to play it both ways. If he stops and then comes under across the field, and I don't stop and run with number seven, he runs away from it. So he's wide open. There's no way I can read both of those. It's impossible. How am I supposed to do this? And a lot of fans on Twitter, like myself, Chop, came to sweeping generalizations about the Cowboys coaching staff and a lack of communication. I just want to touch on my specific point, which is I understand that there are going to be busts on the field, and I understand that at times an offense calls a play in which your defense is ill-suited to defend it. I totally understand that. But I don't understand calling a defensive play that is destined to fail from the beginning because it doesn't have a clear-cut answer for what your inside linebacker should do. And when Sean Lee is confronted in that situation with the fact that, hey, there's nothing to force me one way or the other, and either way I choose, we're going to lose on this play. Now, credit to the coaching staff, they didn't run that play again in the game, Chop. But to me, I would like them to know in the meeting room before the game that against this play that the Giants run, and it's possible the Giants held this play in their back pocket all season long, and this is the first time they ran that play against the Dallas Cowboys at their own 44-yard line where they gained 25 yards. Okay, if you want to make that case, they ran a tight end corner route with two curls to the right of it. That's the first time they've run that play all season? Okay, if you want to make that case. But my entire point is a coaching staff should not be being told by the player on the field that the play you called was doomed from the jump because it didn't have the proper assignments to it.
Yeah, but they didn't know what play they were running.
Yeah, you didn't know what play the offense was running.
Right.
I understand
that. That defense wasn't doomed from the jump on every play, just on that particular play. Right?
No, you're right. They weren't doomed from the jump on every play, just that particular play.
Like, you know, I mean, this play is like, all right, so you play tic-tac-toe and somebody's got, you know, they got all the corners, right? They have three corners of their number, of their letter. Mm-hmm. And then the two in between are, whichever one you go to, the other one's going to be open, right? The other line's going to be open.
Yeah.
That's what this was. Like, you know, it was just, it's a busted play. The play, like, there's nothing wrong with that defense, you know, on a whole. It's just on that play, it doesn't work. But the problem is that, you know, it sounds bad because the player has to let the coach know that he couldn't figure that one out. And maybe they could. Maybe they did. I don't know. I saw this and I was like, ooh, man, bad look. And
now, you know, granted, it probably shouldn't be an insult to anybody that Sean Lee is identifying something before them, because Sean Lee is the coach in the room. If you watch All or Nothing, he's running the defensive meetings. It's incredible, Sean Lee's acumen when it comes to defensive schemes and what he's seeing on a football field. He can process that very quickly. I was just, and I think a lot of fans were just, frustrated by the fact that, as you pointed out, he was the one that had to bring it to their attention.
Yeah, that's true.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.